Hey y'all, what's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Gal, and this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes. And y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know I got all the tea on the latest trending topics. I know that's right. So grab your drink, get y'all vibe going, cause it's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. I know that's right. Okay, y'all, so Universal Music Group is asserting that because Salt and Pepper never owned the copyright and transferred it to the next Plateau Records through 1987 distribution deal, that they can't take legal action to reverse something they were never directly involved in. So a spokesperson from Salt and Pepper responded with the following. He said, Salt and Pepper said the copyrights were designed to give artists a chance to redeem and reclaim ownership of their work, which is precisely what Salt and Pepper would have been attempting to do, and UMG continues to resist it. So UMG's response was like, we expected an effort to avoid addressing the court issue facing Salt and Pepper and so many more other artists in the circumstances, but we remain confident that the fact is the laws are on our side. Now, I love Salt and Pepper, don't get me wrong, I love them. But truth be told, they did Spin so wrong, like they did her so wrong. So this is definitely like they karma, hate to say it. But not only that, like this is a message to all up and coming artists to stay independent. Control your own motion for real. Like, you don't want to get caught up in no crazy mess. Okay, so I would like to take a moment and send prayers and deep condolences to the family, the friends, and the fans of Robbie Parlow, former member of the R&B trio City High. He has reportedly passed away at the age of 46. Now, a rep from the singer's family confirmed that he has passed away July 17th, surrounded by family and close friends in Willingboro, New Jersey. And the cause of death has not been determined or confirmed as of yet. Now, Robbie Parlow was more than just a talented vocalist. He was a compassionate soul whose music touched millions. Before his rise to fame with the group City High, he had lent his voice to Whitney Houston's 1999 hit, My Love Is Your Love track, and that achieved double platinum status and remains a fan favorite forever. So in honor of him and his legacy, I will now take a brief moment of silence in honoring him. All right, y'all, I'm back. So let's get more into the tea. So, y'all, do y'all remember the singer Tweet? Well, y'all, she is back. And she has now signed a new record deal with SRG ILS Group. She is gearing up, baby, to release her first album in 9 years. The Memoirs of the Southern Hummingbird. And it's coming sometime this fall. I know that's right now. We are definitely long overdue for a new album. Hopefully it's giving Charlene Part 2 mixed with a little bit of Missy Elliott on the production. I just know it's going to be a vibe. Either way, it's going to be a vibe and I am so ready, y'all. And it's so crazy, y'all, because I literally was just thinking like, where's she been at? Because I was listening to Pandora when her old songs came on. So this is good to know and I am ready to hear what she got coming with. She a little bit older. Just bring that feel good, grown and sexy music back, sis. That's all I'm asking. Y'all, rapper Troy Avenue, he might have really earned the title of Mr. Make-Believe because, baby, not the robbery being fake, too. Like, Lord Jesus, now. Y'all know the rapper is known and being investigated for allegedly staging the whole shootout outside of San Diego home, right? And yes, child, it's the video where he was praised for holding it down while his friend, Chef Geo Cole was allegedly being robbed, right? The clip went viral earlier this week and had people thinking Troy was some kind of hood hero. Well, Cole even reposted it with a dramatic caption talking about most would have ran, most would have folded. And TMZ then later reported the whole thing was fake and local police confirmed that there was no reports of any shooting or an attempted robbery. Sources saying that the fake robbery was just a messy promo stunt to draw attention to the song playing in the background in a video. But be for real, y'all. Who was listening to that? Be for real. Like, now, this is so diabolical to me because I'm convinced we live in a simulation. Like, what is going on? Who do y'all be trying to prove this kind of stuff to? Like, in my Cardi B voice, What was the reason? What was the reason? No, y'all, but for real, snitches to like setting up robberies for clout, that's some nasty work. The internet just turned the whole world into actors, even stage actors. That's sad. Like, get it together. Like, y'all going to jail over this? That's crazy. That's crazy. So, y'all, Keke Palmer is trending again. This time, after keeping it real when it comes to love and money, she recently defended dating men who makes less than their partners, saying, if that's who you love, that's who you love. So, how y'all feeling about that? How y'all feeling? Talk to me. Is it okay to date somebody that makes more or make less? Like, how do that go with y'all when y'all in y'all relationship? Okay, so like, me personally, baby, I'm old school. I'm definitely old school, and the man is supposed to be the provider and the leader of the household, or at least have that mentality, you know what I'm saying? Like, men started it, women extended type of vibe. Now, don't get me wrong, a woman must always come and bring something to the table. Don't just be selfish and match up the efforts. But like, in reality, most men today are like, they ain't able to deal with a real woman who make it more than him. That's just how it's been going lately. And that's when them insecurities start showing, and it caused problems in the relationship, and the problems ended up in a breakup or whatever going on. Like, to me, a man should make enough money to be able to carry himself, to hold that, you know, title and take care of home and help out. But at the same time, like, as a woman, you should be able to be his backbone. When he fall off, you fall off today, I got you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Let's combine our money together and make it work. Or let's build and start from scratch and make something happen. That's just me, because it's going to mean way more. I don't want you for what you got. I don't want you to want me for what I got. Let's combine our stuff together. Period. All right, y'all. So, they better stop playing with my good sis, Tina. That's right, Tina Turner. So, y'all, an official Tina Turner wig was marketed in tribute to the late, great singer, and it was pulled from websites and her social media account just hours after it was debuted because of backlash. Now, in a post, it was for $935. They claimed it was designed by her longtime stylist, Arthur Jones, and crafted with 100% Remy hair. Human hair. Now, y'all, social media users, they said from aside from the wig looking a hot mess, it was definitely tone deaf, and it almost like did never align with Tina's brand. And almost immediately after that, the wig was announced it was taken down and now recalled, with many comparing the wig to Orphan Annie. Baby, I seen the wig myself, y'all. Now, I done seen the wig. It definitely gave a hot mess. To me, it gave me Cadillac Records, Etta James, mixed with a little bit of Turn the Wigs Around, Dreamgirls, straight out of the Vivica Fox collection. It definitely needed a recall. So, y'all, news just broke the other day that a 19-year-old woman named Talia Jones has been arrested in connection to the January murder of Patrick Houston Jr., the 21-year-old son of Memphis rapper Project Pat. Now, Jones was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals in Minneapolis after fleeing Tennessee. Authorities say she resisted arrest and is currently awaiting extradition back to Memphis. Now, the shooting took place on January 10th, where Patrick Houston Jr. was found shot and later pronounced dead at the scene. Jones is charged with first-degree murder, meaning she allegedly played a role in planning and assisting the killing. Now, this is so sad, y'all. It's a very sad situation for that young man and his family. I pray for Project Pat and his entire family. Like, we're praying for justice. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I seen her mugshot. She looked like she's ready to tell any and everything what she needs to be telling and be held accountable for her actions as well. But overall, it's about his justice. So, may he rest in peace. I'm sorry it was a very unfortunate situation. But justice will be served. Congratulations going out to Usher. He is bringing Timeless Cool to the fragrance game, baby. And I know that's right. So, y'all, listen to this. So, Usher, he is decided to join Ralph Lauren's fragrance family as the face of Ralph Lauren's Club New York A bold new scent inspired by classic New York glamour and modern sophistication. Now, this marks Usher's first ever fragrance campaign, and it's giving luxury, it's giving legacy, and it's definitely giving that main character energy that y'all know he come with. So, this is most definitely fire, and I'm here for both. I'm here definitely for both. This will be even more lit, like, to start up his own collection with them through that. Yes, I know that's right. So, congratulations, Usher. You popping with it. Woo, child. The girlies are fighting again, and I don't like it. Why can't we all just be in our bag? Why can't we all just make music and be in our bag? So I know y'all have seen all over social media right now that Nicki Minaj and SZA are beefing heavily, baby, heavily. Now, what started as a jab at TDE's punch, it turned into a full-out feud between the two music big names as they sent shots July 15th on X. Now, from name-calling to resurfaced tweets, the drama spilled to station head, where Nicki not only was body-shaming SZA, she called her ugly, she said she singing like a goat, she can't got no vocals, and that she don't know not one of her tracks. Baby, this is crazy work. Now, the root of the issue remains unclear, though reports say a collaboration between the two, it fell through back in 2020. Meanwhile, SZA is currently on tour in Europe with Kendrick Lamar, while Nicki is continuing to have some court on social media. Now, I don't know why Nicki won't just let other black women have a moment. No one's even comparing them to. So, what's going on? She always seems so bitter when she's not in the spotlight and someone else is. Like, get these little girls, these younger girls, they props. Like, let them shine. Like, it's not always about you no more. Then to say SZA isn't an icon, she not on your level yet. Yes, she has Grammys. That's tea for me. But the gag is, like, if y'all know, SZA wrote Feeling Myself, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce. So, I think saying that her name and certain things ain't holding weight, that's kind of crazy. And what I think put her even more on the edge is SZA going on social media the other day, and she like, let me have my verse ready for Cardi B's new album. That definitely had to strike a nerve, being that she turned you down on you wanting to be a part of wanting her to be a part of your stuff back in 2020. Now, Nicki was hot in her prime. She was. But truth be told, she not popping like she used to. So let them new girls get their shine. We cannot discredit the achievements of what SZA has done in music, yet alone her vocals. Like, she's definitely that girl, and she definitely is out here putting in work. Her performance, she's performing right now at a sold-out concert with Kendrick Lamar. She's unbothered. She's looking fabulous. Her dance moves eating. And not only that, her body is tea and giving it. So, yes. All right, y'all. So I'm done talking my shit, but I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in to my show today. Y'all know the vibes. Each and every Friday and Sunday, this is Talk with Chocolate, Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. And y'all know me, I am your host with the most, Dior the Chocolate Dow. Until next time, y'all, I am signing out. Peace.